This is Middle England's response to the badger cull. Ordinary people out at night trying to protect their local wildlife. As the sun set, the wounded badger patrol set off on its peaceful mission, led by Maxine Musto.
As you can see, the very Middle England people that are here today that aren't extreme activists, we're here to speak for the badgers and also to try and talk to people and explain to our members that the science is just not backing this cull.
Over 6 weeks, around 5,000 badgers will be shot by trained marksmen in West Gloucestershire and West Somerset to try and stop the spread of TB in cattle. Some groups have suggested they'll take more direct action to stand in the way of those involved in the cull.
The sound that you will hear, it sounds, and it's been described like this many times, it is the sound of like a woman being absolutely tortured.
Yet for these campaigners, finding and helping the injured badgers is their priority.
In terms of animal welfare, it's just not right. It's not right for badgers. And whilst we focus on shooting badgers, we're not actually addressing the issue of how bovine TB is spread within farms.
Even if that means walking the countryside in the dark, with shooting due to take place at dusk and dawn.
Tonight, this has been a practice for these wounded badger patrollers, but they know that over the next 6 weeks, they're going to have to do all of this for real.
For now, they simply have to wait, aware that they cannot stop this cull, but not prepared to simply walk away. Rhiannon Mills, Sky News, in Gloucestershire.